Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster, spiraling out of control? I mean, who doesn't, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and that constant news cycle, staying calm and collected can feel impossible. But guess what? Today's Stoic Wisdom in 5 minutes is going to drop some serious knowledge bombs on how to navigate those emotional waves like a pro. We're talking about mastering your emotions, not letting them master you. Now, before you think stoicism, think boring old men in robes. Nope. This philosophy is way more badass than that. The Stoics were basically the OG therapists, masters of self-control and resilience. They understood that happiness doesn't come from chasing fleeting pleasures or reacting to every little thing life throws at us. It comes from focusing on what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and letting go of the rest. So, here are 5 Stoic insights that'll help you become an emotional regulation ninja. 1. Control your narrative. Ever notice how our thoughts often spiral into negativity? I failed the test, nobody likes me, this is the worst day ever. The Stoics called this interpreting events, meaning we choose how to view situations. You can choose to see a setback as a learning opportunity, or as a total disaster. Your perspective matters, so train your mind to focus on the positive and learn from challenges instead of letting them break you. 2. It's not about being emotionless. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and not letting them control your behavior. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go. You can choose to be swept away by them or stand tall and watch them pass. 3. Focus on what you can control. Remember that epic movie scene where the hero faces their greatest fear? They don't just panic, they analyze the situation, strategize, and then act decisively. The Stoics were all about this mindset: focus on what you can control. Your actions, your responses, your thoughts. 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now to think of something you're grateful for. It could be anything: a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the sunshine on your face. Focusing on the good things in life shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the present moment instead of dwelling on what's missing. 5. Develop inner resilience. Life is full of ups and downs, but Stoicism teaches us to view challenges as opportunities for growth. Imagine that tough project at work. It might feel overwhelming, but by breaking it down into smaller steps and focusing on your progress, you can build your resilience and come out stronger on the other side. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? You know, the kind where you spill coffee on yourself, miss the bus, and then realize you left your phone at home. Talk about a recipe for emotional disaster. But here's where Stoicism comes in clutch. Instead of spiraling into negativity, imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging that things are tough but not letting it define your day. You could reframe that spilled coffee as an excuse to treat yourself to a fancy latte, find a new route to work, and even use the missed bus as a chance to catch up on some reading. D. A little Stoic thinking can turn those friends upside down. So, let's recap our Stoic wisdom for emotional regulation. Control your narrative, accept your emotions without letting them control you, focus on what you can influence, practice gratitude, and build your inner resilience. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination, and by mastering your emotions, you can navigate those twists and turns with grace and strength. Now, go out there and be the master of your own emotional landscape. Share this episode with a friend who could use some Stoic wisdom in their life, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of mental fortitude warriors here, so let's keep pushing each other to become our best selves, 1 5-minute lesson at a time. Until next time, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.